Today on Getting Real with the Housewives, Jen Shah is selling Not Guilty apparel, and we want your opinion on it. Plus, Lisa Hochstein from Real Housewives of Miami gives her take on Adriana's alleged Kanye encounter.
I mean, I was just like embarrassed for her, for him. Like he's not there to defend himself. Why are we talking about his private parts?
And we're breaking down part three of the Real Housewives of Salt Lake City reunion. We've got that plus so much more on today's Getting Real with the Housewives. Hey guys, Christina Garibaldi here with Us Weekly executive producer Mandy Camp. Welcome to another week of Getting Real with the Housewives. Mandy, how you doing?
Good. We got to get into our readers' comments this week. So start off with what Danielle said. Danielle, this was a common opinion that you guys had last week. We talked about whether or not we'd want Teddy back on the Housewives. Danielle said, we want Teddy back, said no one ever. And that seemed to be the consensus in our comment.
I guess Amy did not sway their opinion like she did ours.
No. And now I'm back on the viewer side. I agree. I don't think we need Teddy back.
Yeah, I don't think so. But it seems like everybody maybe wants Amy back because June said Amy Phillips is a treat, ladies. And we had to agree. We had a lot of fun with her last week.
We did. She was so funny. I love her.
So funny. All right. Well, let's get into our Housewives news and kick it off with Jen Shah, right, Mandy?
Oh, yes. I'm excited for this piece of news. So Jen Shah has dropped a range of apparel to promote her innocence ahead of her trial, which we know is now set for July 2022. Of course, we know the 49-year-old Housewife star has been charged with alleged involvement in a long-running telemarketing scheme. The reality star announced the release of her merch in partnership with Rebel P Customs ahead of her franchise's reunion, which aired, of course, this week. Shah's 11-piece collection features a range of t-shirts, sweatshirts, hoodies, and bomber jackets that cost anywhere from $25 to $120. While the whole line is sure to make waves, there are a few items that definitely deserve a special shout out. So take a look at this one. This is the free Jen Shah tee. The top features a sketch of Shah from the day the FBI came to Beauty Lab and laser party. You can't make this up. In the photo, she's wearing her now iconic fur coat, braids, and a face mask. There's another one that says justice for Jen Shah. There's another one that says not guilty and hashtag justice for Jen Shah. The remainder of the merch is her catchphrases. So it says things like Shah Amazing, Shah Squad. And surprisingly, Meredith Marks actually dropped a pink heart on her post when she shared about this new merch, despite their rocky relationship. And Shah responded with a kissing face emoji and a pink heart. So maybe they've mended things finally.
It seems like it. It seems like she's now, Meredith has switched over to Jen's side, maybe not friends with Lisa anymore, but this merch is out of control.
Out of control. I mean, what are you guys going to be buying this? We got to know.
I don't know. I mean, maybe.
I mean, I love a good Housewives merch. I'm not in my room right now, but I normally have like a Countess Luann candle and a few other swag pieces. So
ridiculous. Oh my God. All right. Well, somebody's got to, we've got to pay those legal fees, right?
Help her out.
Well, Andy Cohen recently teased the upcoming Real Housewives of Beverly Hills premiere on Watch What Happens Live. And he said, I would say it's the best premiere of Beverly Hills, the best first episode of Beverly Hills that I've seen. That is a tall order there, Andy Cohen. So a former Beverly Hills housewife, Camille Grammer, weighed in on the show's latest headlines and shared a photo from the OG cast from season one with the caption, when the show was great, it was raw with real arguments. Now it's good, but not the same. Do you agree? Not the same?
I would say it's not the same, sure. Yeah. But it's still pretty good. I mean, no one could recreate or make up this Erica Girardi drama that we're getting. So I would say it's very different than it was when Camille was on it. But I did love it when Camille was on it too. I loved the whole Brandy Glanville situation and all of that. So, but yeah, I'm excited that it's going to start out with a bang because normally they tease that, but if the premiere is that good,
I'm ready for it. Bring it. I can't wait. Gotta be good.
Yeah. All right. Well, Teresa Giudice gave an update on her wedding plans and revealed that sister-in-law Melissa Gorga will not be a bridesmaid. So take a look at this.
How many bridesmaids are you going to have?
Eight.
Eight?
Yeah.
Any of the housewives and your castmates?
No.
Oh.
No. Yeah, wow. No. Melissa will not be a bridesmaid.
No.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh. Right.
Does she know that?
Don't make a big deal. Okay.
I have a very reactive audience. That's all.
Can she be a host? Can she not be a host?
Will this be news to her hearing this now?
I mean, I guess.
Wow, does it surprise you?
Kind of, a little bit. Yeah. I mean, you know, she's having 8 bridesmaids. You couldn't make one room for one more? Like,
also, like, who has 8 bridesmaids when they're like already have 4 kids?
I know, right? Well, maybe the girls, maybe they take up 4 of them.
4 of them.
I would imagine probably Dina Manzo is in it because she's really close with her. But still, you can't make room for your sister-in-law?
Like, what's one more?
Awkward. I wonder if Joe Gorga is on, probably not on Louie's side, but yeah. It's interesting that she said that she probably found out she's not in the wedding party while she was on Watch What Happens Live. So
cool.
Awkward. Yeah. It makes me think that, like, you know, maybe they just hang out when cameras are rolling. Maybe they really aren't a very close-knit family.
I kind of get that from them. Mm-hmm. Because it seems like at the beginning of every season, it's like they haven't seen each other in a while. They don't like really say it, but they kind of say it.
Gia said at the beginning of the season that she hadn't talked to her uncle. I mean, they were had a disagreement, but she hadn't talked to or seen her uncle in 6 months.
Yeah, that's weird.
That's really weird.
They live super close.
Yeah, they live literally right around the corner. So interesting. Very interesting. Yeah.
We also got to look at the mid-season trailer for Jersey. So take a look at some of this.
He's abusive.
I didn't say he's abusive. All the girlfriends said he was abusive.
She's been dragging my boyfriend through the mud.
I'm a grown adult woman. I don't put up with from anybody.
Not kidding.
You're not going near them.
I'll tell you where she belongs. A zoo. I'm f***ing done.
She f***ed with the wrong girl.
Her. White trash.
Oh my God.
Gonna be good.
It's going to be good. I'm worried about Jen and Bill.
Yeah. It seems like Margaret and Teresa definitely go head to head in this fight that they have when they go to Nashville. I'm worried about Jen and Bill too. Hopefully it's not another reality TV marriage curse. Well, fans are slamming Yolanda Hadid for allowing her daughter Bella Hadid to get a nose job at the age of 14. In a recent Vogue interview, the model came clean about it and also shut down some of her other plastic surgery rumors, saying, "I wish I had kept the nose of my ancestors. I think I would have grown into it." Now, she completely owns up to her nose job and made a point to squash any and all rumors that she had any eye lift or lip filler, saying, "People think I fully effed my face because of one picture of me as a teenage looking puffy. I'm pretty sure you don't look the same now as you did at 13, right?" Well, she went on to say that she has never received filler either, and many people have hypothesized that the star had filler placed in her cheekbones. She said, "Let's just put an end to that. I have no issue with it, but it's not for me. Whoever thinks I've gotten my eyes lifted or whatever, it's face tape, the oldest trick in the book." Now, she did, however, admit that thinking about her looks was a large part of her childhood and affected her entry into the modeling industry, which was primed by her older sister, Gigi. She said, "I was the uglier sister. I was the brunette. I wasn't as cool as Gigi. Not as outgoing. That's really what people said about me. And unfortunately, when you get told things so many times, you do just believe it." So some fans had a lot to say about Yolanda allowing her daughter to get a nose job. One fan noted Yolanda saying no to food but yes to cosmetic surgery is very on brand, while another said, "Is it even legal to get rhinoplasty at 14? Yolanda wouldn't let Gigi have a piece of cake at her own birthday party. She had to eat almonds when she was starving. Wait, was it half an almond?" What do you think about this? There's so many things to talk about in this.
There's a lot to unravel. My first thought is, if people saw photos of me when I was a teenager, I would hope they thought I got plastic surgery now.
I like leave those photos in a box, tie it up with a bow and never open it again.
Nope. I mean, everyone's supposed to have an awkward stage. I would say Bella's awkward stage probably wasn't even close to most people's. Has been gorgeous since day one. I also think things change now because 14-year-olds are on Instagram now, so they're very aware of how to do their hair and makeup in a way that looks good on social media. My other thought is, I would not let my daughter get a nose job at 14.
No.
I'd wait. Definitely wait on that one. And I think she may have jumped the gun on that. Cause I've seen the before and after picture. I think she was gorgeous both ways. And my final thought is, like, I think Gigi and Bella are equally gorgeous.
Oh my God. Yeah. I was going to say, like, you know, can't really, I mean, the two of them are absolutely beautiful, and she felt like the ugly sister next to Gigi, but it's like, no.
I feel like Gigi got famous first.
Yes. Yes.
But in terms of beauty, like just because she's a brunette.
I know. She's both of them are absolutely beautiful. But yeah, she's probably right. She probably like her face or she would have grown into her nose and she probably could have waited a few more years until she was a little bit older to see if that's what she wanted to do.
Right.
Either way, still look beautiful.
Yeah.
All right. Well, let's break down this week's episodes, kicking it off with the final chapter of the Salt Lake City reunion and starting with Seth's reactions to Lisa's comments about Meredith sleeping with half of New York.
I absolutely loved his response when he said that, maybe he slept with the other half. Yes. I need to know more about this. I need a spinoff show about their whole separation.
I do.
I know that they're never going to share it because they would have already done it, but I'm so curious what happened, why it happened, I feel like, who did they sleep with? Like, how did they find this many people? They weren't separated for that long.
They really weren't, unless like maybe they had like an open marriage type of thing going on for a little while. Right. There's a lot of unanswered questions in this relationship and we need the answers immediately. And then, the husbands were invited in and Andy made a really good point when talking to Jen Shaw's husband, Coach, saying, how come we aren't giving him as much pressure as we did Erica Jane? Did he know what was going on behind the scenes? He claims that he had no idea. He felt that she's always had all these designer clothes and things like that. So it really wasn't much that he paid attention to, but definitely a very good point.
Yes, it was a good point. And I don't know how much I believe that he didn't know anything. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think they seem pretty close to me. She had all these designer things. So I never thought Coach Sharif was a little league coach. Like I always knew he was a big deal coach. Right. I don't know why she was acting like everyone doubts that. Mm-hmm. I certainly didn't as a viewer.
No, definitely. And then what may have been the most shocking thing about this entire reunion is that he actually was in the hospital.
Yeah. What? I'm confused.
I'm so confused.
All just happened to be at the same exact time?
Something doesn't add up in this story either.
Something's not right.
Yeah. Because
I don't get that. Maybe he'd been in the hospital in and around that date and time. And maybe that was why it was a good, easy excuse to leave the Sprinter van. But I don't know.
Seems
weird.
Very suspect. But it seems like, things kind of like all reunions do. We pretty much wrap things up. And it seems like everybody was at least sort of on good terms. Lisa even went over during a commercial break and gave Whitney and Heather a hug. So maybe things are going to get back on track until we start filming once again. Or, I'm sure they have been filming again.
Yeah, I'm curious for next season. I'm wondering if Lisa and Meredith are ever really going to be friends again, if they can really patch things up. Mm-hmm. I personally wouldn't, I don't think.
I don't think so either. I don't think you can really recover from that or at least ever trust or have the same type of relationship that you did. I don't think so. But I am sad that Salt Lake City is over. This was quite the season. Next season is going to probably be, I don't know about even better, but there's already a lot of drama going on. Mary's not going to be back. New housewife, Jenny is not going to be, or will be there. Then she won't be. So it'll be interesting to see how that goes down.
Definitely.
All right, well, let's get on to Jersey. And Louis seems to be the hot topic of conversation. I mean, the shady past keeps coming up. Yeah. I don't know. I feel like we have this conversation every single week, but do you trust him?
No, I don't. I feel like there's a lot that we don't know and things keep coming out. That's strange. I do think, even though I wouldn't personally want to date this guy or be engaged to him, I do think they might be perfect for each other.
Me too.
Mm-hmm. And that scroll was definitely evidence of it. I think, they are perfect together. Celebrated 1 year in the episode. And I just feel like there's not a better match in Jersey.
Yeah. I don't know. There's something, I mean, maybe it's just his style, his personality, these over the top gestures, how he's just so, I'm so willing to talk about my past. Tell me everything or ask me anything. I'll give it to you straight. I don't know. It's just something doesn't seem to add up. And, especially with some of the women that came forward from his past that said that he was abusive. I don't know. I just hope Teresa has her guard up. But if they've been dating for well over a year, they are now engaged. She seems really happy. Her daughters seem to like him. And that's probably all that really matters.
Yeah. Her one daughter did say, don't rush it, Mom.
Yes.
Which Maybe she should listen to her.
Maybe she should. Yeah. What do you think about Tracy, the new friend of T.E. Barber's wife? It seems like she's kind of coming in, causing some trouble, you know, talking a bit about Teresa and her and Louie, talking a little bit about Jennifer. It seems like she's kind of stirring the pot a little bit.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know if I'd want her as my friend, but I like her on the show. We needed some new blood in there and some new drama. And I like that she's married to Tiki Barber. I think it's funny and cute. And I like her.
I do too. I wonder, like, watching the guys finish up that dinner, it seems like Tiki Barber's like, what the F did I get myself into?
100%.
Who are these people?
I don't think he ever watched an episode before the show, or he would have been like, no, honey, we're not doing that.
We are totally not doing this. This is not what I signed up for. But very interesting. And then Jennifer admits that to her family that she had the affair. She says to her brother that Bill is not willing to go to therapy because it can kind of open up Pandora's box, and they're going to talk about issues that they've never touched on before. But I feel like that's probably what needs to happen with them. And you can't go through life and just kind of, you know, pretend everything's fine. It's all going to catch up to you eventually, which it seems like it's doing.
It certainly is. I mean, they brushed it under the carpet for 9 years?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, even if she wasn't on the Housewives, I think it would have gotten brought back up in some capacity.
Yeah.
You can't just make it disappear. And like I said, with the mid-season trailer, it's not looking good for them.
No, definitely not. No. All right. Well, time for our real talk. And we recently caught up with Lisa Hochstein from Real Housewives of Miami, who spoke about Larsa's transformation from 8 years ago and Adriana's explosive alleged Kanye West encounter. Take a look. Oh, it looks great. You look great. I mean, a lot of people were talking about Larsa's appearance this season. Yeah. I mean, what are your thoughts? Do you think that she had the butt injections? Is she telling the truth? A lot of people are kind of going back and forth about this.
I mean, that's her story to tell. Mm-hmm. It's like a personal thing. You know, no one needs to tell you what they've gotten done. Like, that's a personal thing.
Of course.
So this whole thing about, well, she's on TV, or, you know, you should be owning up to what you did. Not really. Like, it's for her to tell or not to tell.
No, you know? Totally. I mean, were you kind of surprised that she confronted you, like, backstage at the reunion and were like, how come you didn't stand up for me?
It's the delivery, I feel like. Mm-hmm. I feel like the way she approached me, almost like demanding and aggressive, that I have her back. Like, yeah, I'm going to have your back, because if I don't like something that someone's saying, or if I strongly disagree, I'm going to say, hey, that's not cool. Maybe you shouldn't go there. Like, you're going a little too far. And I definitely did. But these women are all my friends.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So I'm not going to jump across the room and like strangle her or start yelling at her at the top of my lungs, especially when she's doing a great job defending herself.
Right.
Now, I mean, how much can you interject without sounding annoying? You know, like, it's not really your place to talk. And I really hate that when people speak over you too much. You know, like, she has the floor. If she's doing a good job and she's handling it well, great. I think that we all kind of chimed in and rolled our eyes. Like, what the hell are you saying? Like, there's certain things that Adriana said that I didn't agree with.
Yeah.
And I think all of us vocalized it as well as we could.
Right. Do you think Adriana and Larsa can maintain this friendship going forward? It seems like they finally, you know, they kind of put some stuff to bed at the reunion, but I don't know. It still felt like Larsa was a little on the fence about things.
I mean, Adriana was like very eager to give her a hug.
And right.
Yeah. Like, hey, we're all good now, but no, not really. It's going to take some time and some work, and they're definitely not going to be the best of friends anytime soon. But you know, we're all like on the show together, and we have to be, I mean, if we get another season, we have to be in the same room together. Mm-hmm. So we have to be somewhat civil.
Yeah. What was going through in your mind when Adriana was telling the Kanye story?
I mean, I was just like embarrassed for her, for him. Like, he's not there to defend himself. Why are we talking about his private parts? Like, I wouldn't appreciate somebody talking about my private parts if they walked in on me by accident in a bathroom. So I just feel like that subject should just have been left alone. It was weird. I thought it was weird.
Do you feel like she's telling the truth?
I mean, probably, but why tell the truth about that? Like, some things don't need to be spoken about.
Yeah, I know that we haven't touched on Miami too much this on the show, but it's fantastic. The reunion was great. I mean, Adriana saying that she ran into Kanye West in the bathroom, saw his private parts. There's a whole lot going on there. So definitely check out Peacock if you can.
Why is Kanye such a part of this Miami house? I love it.
Adriana is kind of obsessed that Larsa used to be like really good friends with the Kardashians. So she just keeps on bringing it up and poking the bear. But it was a good reunion. I feel like it's definitely going to be back for next season. Let's get to our social spotlight of the week, where we discuss which housewife caught our attention on social media. I'm going to keep it in Miami for a second. And Adriana posted a photo, a selfie of her and Andy Cohen. Andy commented on it, "Thanks for whitening my teeth." So it seems like she did a little filter job on it, gave Andy some teeth whitening. So always looking out for the host.
I love it. That's hysterical.
How about you?
All right. Well, mine's a little bit sad, but I feel like we had to address it since we talk about Bravo all day. Tom Schwartz's loving tribute to Bubba as they announced their split. She also posted, but his was just so heartfelt. I'll just read some of it. He said, "Well, this sucks. How am I supposed to capture 12 years of love in an effing canned Instagram caption? What picture am I supposed to use? Is there a go-to breakup font? Wanted to clear the air and some rumors floating around. Katie and I are separating." It goes on and on for like four slides, maybe six slides, maybe eight slides. I don't know. A lot of slides. So I won't read it all, but definitely check it out. I'm so sad about this one, you guys.
I am too. They were one of my favorite Bravo couples. I really thought that they were going to be together for forever. Like they, you know, and it seems like based on his post that this was not his decision.
Yeah.
And that, you know, they were trying for a while. He doesn't want to use the divorce word. So maybe they can work things out. So hopefully they do.
I know. I feel like fans really rally around them. I know that they were dealing with fertility struggles and I'm sure that did not help things. And if there was already issues before that, I'm sure it just made it worse. A few people reacted. Andy Cohen just commented with five hearts. Jax, good old Jax, said, "Love you, bro." Shep from Southern Charm said, "Very well written. I think about some of the words you said from time to time." As wonderful and as supportive as Bravo TV watchers can be, you're so right. The real nitty gritty truth can sometimes be lost or, I don't know how to say this word, Shep, obfuscated. Ooh. I love Shep and his big words.
Yes.
But he says, "It's our family and friends that really know our true reality. And it's mostly beautiful, even if currently seems devastating for you. So much new strength and newfound happiness," and so on. But yeah, lots of comments from fellow Bravo celebrities. It's interesting though. I mean, Randall and Lala have now broken up.
Yeah.
Raquel and James. Now Tom and Katie.
Like a Vanderpump curse.
I got to get this next season going.
I know, seriously. Yeah, and it'll be interesting to see if they're going to still be filming together. There's a lot of unknowns. Hopefully Tom and Ariana, hopefully they're not next.
I know. I just don't even know how you film. You know what I mean? Like, it's because
they're in the same friend group.
Right. Yeah. Interesting.
I wish them well. Hope they're okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that is it for this week's episode of Getting Real with the Housewives. Mandy, thank you so much as always.
Thanks, Christina.
Yes. Keep commenting. Keep subscribing. Let us know what you think about Tom and Katie's surprising split as well. Make sure to listen to our full interview with Lisa Hochstein on our Getting Real with the Housewives podcast. And we will see you guys next week.